How do you feel yourself as a healthcare professional and as a breast cancer survivor dealing with these kinds of situations? It must be difficult sort of not to take it home.
It can be very challenging for me. I am the type of nurse, I get directly involved with my patients. I know these patients well. I don't keep a distant arm's length away. I hug my patients. They have my home number. So I feel very intimately involved with that patient and with her family. And when we lose someone, I feel that sense of loss. Some of the things I feel I can constructively do for her that I think also helps me and makes me feel better, that I actually am able to provide her a level of nursing care that I can come away saying I feel proud of what I did for her today, is to make sure that hospice is involved, because I think that the services and programs they offer are wonderful. I also encourage her, and I will talk with her spouse or her mom, whoever is closest to her and going to be taking care of her at home or with her at the bedside, to visit a card store. Go to your Hallmark store, your Carlton card store, whatever's your neighborhood store that you frequent. Ask to see the manager. Tell the manager the situation of the patient. So if it's the, let's say it's the mother of the patient, will go and she would say, my daughter's dying of stage 4 breast cancer. They don't anticipate her surviving more than a few weeks. I am here today because I want to purchase cards for her children who are my grandchildren, birthday cards up through the age of 21, high school graduation, college graduation, any holidays that are significant that they celebrate, the wedding of this child, the first birth of that child's baby in the future. I say that you've got to get the manager because graduation cards are only out in June. This might be October. And so the manager's got to go back into that storage room and dig out these cards that are in storage and then have the patient write one sentence in each of those cards for those children for that significant date, for her daughter's 16th birthday, and her child may be 10 years old right now. What does she want to say to that child on that day? Because by doing that, she's still right there with her, instilling her hopes and values in her children after she has passed away. Patients value this a great deal. Husbands, if they're the ones going to the card store, men are very task-oriented. They embrace the concept of doing this and readily go and do it. Many of these card store managers will actually give you the cards when they hear the story as to why you need them. And I tell them to have her write her note in them, sign them, date them, and put the child's name on them, and then put them in a lockbox. Don't keep them in your house. You could have a flood, a fire, who knows what. These cannot be replaced. Better to invest $25 in a lockbox at the bank. And when that next holiday comes or birthday comes or significant graduation, whatever the event is, then you go to that lockbox, take out that card, and though she is gone, she's right there with that child.